It's time once again for America's favorite show, The Radio Adventures of Dr. Floyd, brought to you by DrFloyd.com. This is downtown Saddle River City, home to two very famous attractions, the world's largest ball of earwax and the world's most brilliant scientist, Dr. Floyd.
Hello, young whippersnappers.
Over 40 million people come to visit this attraction every year.
Boy, am I popular.
The earwax, not you, Dr. Floyd.
Oh, I see. Well, it is pretty impressive.
Though not as impressive as a ball of wax, Dr. Floyd is impressive for the number of very famous inventions he's created over the course of his entire life. He invented a robot, which is a robot you can row around the lake and fish from. He invented the world's first gas-powered ice cream maker. And who could forget his solar-powered miner's helmet?
Hello? Hello? I'm trapped in this mine. I can't see anything.
Today we find Dr. Floyd deep in his secret laboratory in the middle of Saddle River's Grand Central Station, working hard on yet another brilliant invention. His protege, Dr. Grant, has just returned to the lab with Chips, their faithful robot companion.
Hey, Dr. Floyd, I'm back. I brought Chips with me.
Oh, those will be wonderful for the party. We'd better mix up a nice dip to go along with them.
No, Dr. Floyd, I brought Chips, our faithful robot companion.
Oh, I see. Well, we'd better get some of that sour cream dip then. That's the kind Chips likes to eat.
What are you working on, Dr. Floyd? Have you come up with another brilliant idea?
Why, my dear boy, all my ideas are brilliant. But this is the one that will win me world renown as an inventor. It's a time and space travel device. With this little cube, you can travel to any point in time or space.
Wow, that sounds really cool.
Just imagine, Dr. Grant, we can go right along with Columbus. Or we could go see how the Egyptians built the pyramids. Or we can...
go back to last Tuesday and make sure my cell phone bill gets paid on time?
No, Dr. Grant. The time and space travel device must never be used for personal gain.
Aw, shucks.
We must make sure that this never falls into the wrong hands. The trouble it could cause if used by the wrong person would be devastating. So we must always keep an eye on them.
Them? You mean you made two time and space travel devices?
Well, of course! They were having a two-for-one sale on all the parts I needed, so I just decided that I should make two. Besides, with two of them, it'll be sure to advance the plot of this story!
Just then, there was a knock on the door. Our heroes opened the door only to find two of Saddle River's finest Girl Scouts standing there with several boxes of Girl Scout cookies. However, unbeknownst to our heroes, these were no ordinary Girl Scouts. These were evil fiends in disguise. They were none other than evil Dr. Steve, Dr. Floyd's arch nemesis, and his assistant, Fidget.
No. Good afternoon, gentlemen. Would you like to see a presentation about our cookies?
Well, aren't you two cute? Sure, come on in.
And come in. They did. The two Girl Scouts droned on and on about their cookies for hours. They droned on so long, in fact, that it put our heroes to sleep. As soon as they were all sleeping soundly, the two evil fiends dropped their disguises.
Now's our chance, Fidget. Quick, grab the time and space travel device.
In a flash, they had one of the time and space travel devices in their malicious hands and were streaking towards the door while our heroes continued on in their slumber. What diabolical plans could Dr. Steve have for the time and space travel device? Will our heroes wake up in time to stop them from making their first jump into time and space? Will anyone ever be able to rescue Minor Smith, who is still trapped in that cave?
Hello? Darn solar-powered Minor's head.
For the answers to these questions, tune into the next exciting episode of The Radio Adventures of Dr. Floyd.